Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Online at theanswertampa.com and, depending on where you are, on FM 93.7. AM 860, The Answer. Online at theanswertampa.com. AM 860, The Answer. From Tampa, on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
As we head towards Thanksgiving Day, 61% of American voters want to avoid talking politics at the Thanksgiving dinner table, and I'm not surprised about that, are you? Well, of course you can talk politics, but I think you got to bring your A-game if you're going to be doing that this year at any Thanksgiving gathering. All right, folks, welcome to the program. It is the Wednesday edition. We are live, we are here, and we're glad that you're there this morning, and we have so much to talk about. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. And our program is going to be chock full today. It really is. Well, it always kind of is, but it's even more so today because, of course, we are heading towards the Thanksgiving holiday. I want to give you a quick program note. We are going to be out of the studio for Thanksgiving Day and then also Friday morning, but we're going to be back live for the weekend show that Saturday morning, starting, of course, again at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. And the Saturday show is 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 hours on Saturday, not four, as we typically have throughout the rest of the week. But we'll continue to announce the program note as we go through the program today, as we have different people joining us in different hours of the program. But, of course, what we want to do is we want to make sure that we wish you a very happy Thanksgiving. And we also hope that you have the opportunity to gather together with friends or family, loved ones. Whatever you're able to do this Thanksgiving, we certainly hope that you have a good one, that it's relaxing, that you have a chance to reflect a little bit. And, of course, we'll be thinking about you as well because we are building this program for you. And I so much appreciate everything that's coming my way as a result of this program. And we just hope you have a great, great, great Thanksgiving. As I mentioned a couple of days ago, I think if I were to try to count all my blessings, and GCN Network, GCN, of course, distributes our program out to our great radio AM and FM affiliates, and we've got some great stuff happening there. We're going to be able to bring that to you here, hopefully very, very soon. And one other thing, Frank Salvato, now you're going to want to be around in hour four, for sure, because Frank Salvato is hopping mad about a particular thing, and I think you're going to find it very, very interesting. And, of course, by the way, I also want to say a big thank you to folks that are sending messages into the program. We really appreciate it, and it really, once again, it just absolutely makes our day when we hear from you, because that's why we're here. We're building this show for you, and we're delighted to be getting calls from different parts of the country and people listening in different ways, some people listening on the live streams. By the way, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to check out our live streams from TheAnswerTampa.com, also for GCN. So there we go. That's the beginning of the program, folks. Let's get down to business. Yes, I was going to talk about this later, but I saw this right before we went on. in my notes, and I thought, you know, I'm going to start with this tonight. I'm going to start with this because there's plenty to talk about. It's going to be chock full. This from Rasmussen Reports, my friends. Even though most voters have a positive opinion of George Washington, a substantial number of Democrats support a proposal in New York City that would tear down statues of America's first president. The latest Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey found that 82% of likely U.S. voters have a favorable opinion of George Washington. That's nice, isn't it? after all George Washington did, I don't know. I mean, just the stories about George Washington, the, you know, just Valley Forge and all these things that come to mind. And we could go on and on about the Constitutional Convention. We could go on and on about what this particular individual means to our nation and means to our legacy and means to how and why we have the kind of republic that we do and the reasons why it is so strong. And it was built to be strong, and it was built to do the right thing, and it was built to change in the right moral direction. That's right there in the Constitution, isn't it? Because we have the ability to make changes. And as I've always said, I think America moves in the right moral direction as a general rule in terms of coming through with civil rights and this kind of thing. Things take time, and yes, that is very true. But I think that the United States of America, the great experiment, is still moving forward. But that being said, 82% have a favorable impression of George Washington, including 49% with a very favorable view of the Virginian who led the Continental Army to victory in the Revolutionary War. Yeah, thank you very much. Just 7% have an unfavorable opinion of Washington. Another 10% aren't sure. But yet we've got these who want to tear down the statues. And, you know, this is, again, more madness, more mayhem of statues and so forth, because what happens is you're getting rid of history, and that's part and parcel of what some of these groups really want to do. And it's very Orwellian. It's very much like 1984 when, you know, you simply go back and you change the past. And, in fact, that was Winston's job, right, in 1984, right? He would make people to be an unperson, or they'd go back and change the news and things like that in that terrible, twisted society. Well, if you lose your history, guess what? Someone can come in and say, well, here's what you're doing now. We're not going to let that happen, are we, folks? Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. We're coming right back.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hey folks, Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Alright, a little Jingle Bell Rock bringing us back in the frosty air. Alright, welcome back, as we said, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. And yeah, we got Christmas music. We got Christmas music, and yeah, I know it's wall-to-wall in so many ways during this time, but, you know, I really do enjoy them, and I hope that you do, too. And we've got a lot more to talk about on the program today as we continue. We heard from Trucker Ron in Denver, and I'd just like to say he's got a great request, and we're going to hear it, as a matter of fact, when we come up for our first Trucker Traveler Report, a little before the top of the hour, about 10 minutes to the top of the hour this morning, as we do here on the program. And it's a great song, it's a great rendition, and you're not going to be disappointed. So once again, thank you, Trucker Ron, for letting me know your request. And because, as everybody knows now, I love to say, by request. So stick around, everybody, because it's going to be a fun Monday morning. Yes, I know it's Monday. Yes, I know it's no fun to start having to go back to work. But I got to tell you, we're right there with you, and we hope that you're having a great morning. Whatever you're doing, if you are driving a truck, for example, if you're going across country, if you're making deliveries, if you are working a shift, if you're in law enforcement, if you're a first responder and you're up with us throughout the night, we sure do appreciate it, and we want you to be safe out there, for one thing. Or whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad that you're spending some time with us here in the overnights across your radio dial. And that's, again, this is one of the reasons why we're here, because we are live, and we are ready to talk about all these different things that are happening, and especially, hopefully, have a little bit of fun, because Last week, as we headed towards the Friday edition and also the weekend edition, the funnel meter was just pegging off the charts, and so it was a lot of fun. So we're definitely going to keep that streak going, I think, here on the program. Well, what's not fun, probably, is if you're Benjamin Netanyahu and you talk to Vladimir Putin on the phone. This from Bloomberg. Vladimir Putin and Benjamin Netanyahu spoke at length on Sunday as tensions between the two leaders mount over the Israel-Hamas war and Russia's growing ties with Iran. Well, that's incredibly concerning. Iran, you know, the largest state sponsor of terrorism and also really the architect, mastermind, and supporter behind the October 7th attacks. Had a lot of dealings with Russia, a lot of dealings with North Korea. And anything that exacerbates that or causes them to get closer, and especially in uniting against Israel, is very, very concerning indeed. In fact, over the weekend, I had an opportunity to speak with someone who had immigrated from Israel about 20 years ago. And they had served in the military, of course, there. We had a long conversation about Hamas and Hezbollah in the north, of course, in Lebanon. We had a long conversation about the Biden administration and their there's kind of, you know, two, you know, speaking out of both sides of their mouth kind of support for Israel. And I mentioned this. I said, you know, what really irks me is that in the midst of everything, you know, whilst giving the basic support to Israel, the Biden administration makes no bones about it that they go over to Israel and they say specifically, make sure to follow the rules of war. And this gentleman sort of burst out laughing and he said, well, what rules are those, number one, when it comes to Hamas? And I said, well, that's my point exactly. That's my point exactly. And what other military? We sort of went over these different things. What other military knocks on the roof of the building? What other military drops the leaflets, you know, at least in this day and age and so forth, to say, you know, and we're not talking about in some cases in the World War II and the bombings, leaflets would be dropped, we're bombing this area, this kind of thing. But what I'm saying is that when it comes to this densely populated area with civilians, Israel has gone out of its way so many times in order to make sure that those casualties are minimized. And this is, where I'm going with this is that not only are we going to hear from Putin about this, but we're also hearing from the likes of Bernie Sanders about this. We have an audio clip here in just a little bit talking about that. But suffice to say, when you're talking on the phone with Vladimir Putin and you're Benjamin Netanyahu, well, you got to get right to your point. You got to make it pretty strongly. Back to the article. In a 50-minute call, Netanyahu strongly criticized the dangerous cooperation between Russia and Iran and expressed his displeasure with Moscow taking sides against Israel at the United Nations and other international bodies, according to the statement, from the Prime Minister's office. The Prime Minister emphasized that any country that would suffer a criminal terror attack such as Israel experienced would act with no less force, according to the statement. Relations between Russia and Israel have come under strain since Hamas attacked southern Israeli communities from Gaza on October 7th. And, of course, some 1,200 people died that we know of, and then abducting some 240, some, of course, that have been returned. But not all. And I don't know. And this is also very concerning, and this is such a terrible reality, that those who have been tortured, mistreated in the extreme. Lord only knows what's happened to the women that were taken there. This is completely unconscionable. And again, it boggles our minds that the world isn't united against Hamas and united to destroy Hamas in any of its forms, right? In any of its capacities. But here we go. Russia's president has criticized Israel's retaliatory airstrikes and ground offensive in Gaza. The health ministry and the Hamas-run enclave says have killed more than 17,000 people, a figure that Israel disputes. Are we going to go back again to, hey, you know, Hamas is giving us, you know, And Hamas is telling us what's happening, and we should believe them. You know, that happened before with the hospital bombing, and then that was used as propaganda, and that went around the world, I don't know, 17 million times at the speed of light before it ever came out that, oh, wait a minute, no, this is coming from Hamas, and this isn't really how it went down, right? So that's incredibly important. Hamas, of course, classified as a terrorist organization by the U.S. and the European Union, according to the article, of course, and that's true. On Friday, the U.S. vetoed a U.N. Security Council resolution backed by Russia calling for a ceasefire in the Palestinian territory. The pressure reflects international concern about the civilian toll of Israel's military operation. Putin reaffirmed, get this, folks, Putin reaffirmed his position of rejection and condemnation of terrorism in all its manifestations, according to the Kremlin. At the same time, it is extremely important that countering terrorist threats does not lead to such severe consequences for the civilian population, unquote. Well, isn't that, well, you remember Dana Carvey on Saturday Night Live? Dana Carvey, unbelievably funny guy, very talented, incredibly creative. Remember his character was the church lady? And he had his expression, the church lady would say, and that was, well, isn't that special, right? And it always was the, you know, the great punchline. But when Putin says, you know, it's extremely important that countering terrorist threats does not lead to such severe consequences for the civilian population, you almost want to say, isn't that special? Isn't that special that Vladimir Putin would express this kind of concern and would express this kind of, admonition to Benjamin Netanyahu, when Putin, of course, is responsible for invading Ukraine and responsible for the deaths of thousands upon thousands and thousands of people in Ukraine? Talk about consequences for the civilian population. And I'm not trying to be funny at all. This is absolutely serious. But the reason I mention this is that we're going to hear a similar thing from Bernie Sanders, right? Or Bernie Sanders has said a similar thing. You can't go in and do it like this because it's too much. And nobody, but now correct me if I'm wrong, nobody is saying, but Hamas is not helping to protect the people, right? Hamas could care less about the people. Hamas decided they were going to be building their tunnels, all they ever want to do. They're fixated. There's the one thing in the world they ever want to do, and that is to go and destroy Israel and kill all the Jews. The people in Gaza are just not important to them. And if they were, they would be helping to move them out. They would be doing other things. They would be doing everything they could to turn this thing off. So nobody's pointing at Hamas. It's all at Israel. But yet, what is Israel supposed to do? Say, well, you know, I guess we'll just get attacked again. That's not reasonable, and that's not going to happen. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back right after this. Stay right there, 949-822-7959.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You
USA News Update. The president and CEO of Save the Children says it's impossible for her staff in Gaza to work in a safe and quality way.
So we're really running out of words to describe how bad it is.
Yonti Soripto said on CBS's Face the Nation, humanitarian organizations cannot safely deliver aid because of attacks and shelling. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country.
According to AAA, the average price for a gallon of regular gas in Texas is $2.63. California drivers are paying the highest prices, with unleaded regular averaging $4.72 a gallon.
Actor Ryan O'Neal has died. O'Neal was nominated for Best Actor Oscar in 1970 for his role in Love Story and was nominated for a Golden Globe for his 1973 film Paper Moon, which also starred his daughter Tatum O'Neal. Ryan O'Neal died Friday afternoon at the age of 82. Dave Collins, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Everybody, Kyle Warren with you. Welcome back, of course, as we continue racing through and rocketing through this Monday edition of the program, bright and early, of course. We're up with you here throughout the overnights in America, and we're glad that you're there, and we're glad to be here. And once again, as I said last week, you know, this is the best job in the world, and I've got to tell you, I have you to thank for that, and I really, really do appreciate it. And we've got a lot more to talk about as we head through the program this morning. 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to be part of the show this morning. Also, you can head over to my website, KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. Or when we have our guests on here a little bit later in the program, if you have a direct message, if you have a question or comment for them as well, that's how you can send us something if you don't want to call up and be on the air with us. Okay, before we get back to what Senator Bernie Sanders has been saying, and by the way, there's other polls that are not good for Joe Biden, especially in terms of how people are feeling about his handling of this whole issue going on in Israel right now. Basically, you know, you've got some people who are anti I don't want to say anti-Israel, but they're more pro-Palestinian, and they're definitely, I think, sometimes kind of barking up the wrong tree on some of this stuff, only because, again, there's lack of condemnation of what Hamas has actually done. And, you know, when you hear people say things like, well, you know, Israel doesn't have a right to defend itself, this is all, they're the occupiers and all this other stuff, a lot of that is out there in order to create that perception and create that idea that somehow Israel is this terrible aggressor and it was okay to do what they did to what Hamas did on October 7th. But we'll get to that here in just a moment. First, I'd like to let you know here that according to Business Insider, the U.S. Air Force is now announcing retention bonuses of up to $600,000 in a desperate bid to fix a pilot shortage. Announced on November 30, the bonuses are aimed at manned aircraft and drone pilots, combat system operators, air battle managers, with amounts ranging from $15,000 to $50,000 per year, depending on aircraft type and when they commit. The move aims to retain skilled airmen and address a decades-long pilot shortage that has affected policymaking and managerial jobs. Fighter and bomber pilots, as well as mobility, search and rescue, and special operations pilots, could earn $30,000 to $35,000 a year on 3 to 4 year contracts, per the report. Pilots who sign up for an extra 5 to 7 years could earn another $37,000 to $42,500 per year, while those committing to 8 to 12 additional years stand to earn $45,000 to $50,000 a year. And so, again, this is very important because, obviously, you know, we talk about, well, we're sending this carrier group to the Middle East, or we're going to position these troops, or we are going to warn the so-and-sos to not do this or that. Well, we have to have a complete and ready military in order to do this kind of thing. And so obviously, if you have talent and you want to retain it, well, this is part and parcel of that step forward in order to make sure that we are at the ready. And we have to be prepared, I think, to offer, you know, comparatively good deals. Right, for what other people can go out and either make an industry or they may simply just want to get out of the military altogether. Let's see here. Back to the article. According to the Air Force Times, staffing issues, maintenance problems, and unexpected setbacks meant the force decided to limit its training numbers to 1,350 airmen rather than the planned 1,470 in terms of when they go through these classes and so forth. So it's just, you know, something to be aware of, but at the very least, the military is trying to do something in order to make sure that people stay where they are so that we can be safe. And for those who are in the military and those who are defending our nation literally on a daily basis by either being deployed or being ready to be deployed, you know, it's for the military, it's a constant state of war. And I mean that in the sense that constant training, constant readiness, constantly being listening for the orders that could come down literally at any moment, because the world situation can change in a moment and you could be suddenly in harm's way. So we salute you and we appreciate what you're doing. And we absolutely, from the bottom of our hearts, thank you. For what you're doing, because we can't even have programs like this if we did not have the U.S. military and we did not have those who would protect our freedom and give the ultimate sacrifice. I mean, I just boggles my mind how that works, and the people that sign up and are ready to do whatever needs to be done. So again, thank you. Well, let's listen in here real quick to Bernie Sanders speaking on Face the Nation about the operations in Gaza by Israel, and saying that sending another $10 billion to Netanyahu is, quote, irresponsible. Let's listen in.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken said that he sees a gap between Israel's stated intent of limiting civilian casualties and reality. And the Secretary of Defense said they could face a strategic defeat given civilian casualties. Is is this vocal enough criticism from the administration in your point of view?
Well, it's a start. I think both Blinken and Austin are right. What the president is trying to do is trying to make clear to Netanyahu and his right-wing extremist government is, yes, you can go to war against Hamas, but you cannot go to war against the Palestinian people and cause the horrific damage to human life that we are seeing right now. Margaret, there have been 16,000 people killed so far, Palestinians, two-thirds of whom are women and children. You're talking about 1.9 million people displaced, going around without any water, food, without any medical supplies. It is a humanitarian disaster, and the United States has got to put all of the pressure that it can to tell Netanyahu to stop this disastrous military approach.
Okay, stop right there, because, again, I think it's important to point out, and obviously nobody wants to see a human tragedy. Nobody wants to see tragedy on this kind of scale. But I would ask the senator, and this is not meant to be flip or facetious. It's not meant to be anything like that. I think it's a legitimate question to ask the senator. Well, you say Israel can go to war with Hamas. That's almost, in other words, the way he said it was kind of like, well, it's a, kind of almost a blank check. I mean, just go to war with Hamas. Go to war with Hamas all the live long day. But how do you go to war with Hamas? How do you separate Hamas out of all these different areas in Gaza where Hamas embeds their command and control centers, where they embed their weapons caches, where they dig their tunnels, where they, you know, subjugate the people? You know, how do you go to war? In other words, does Hamas have like an army that stands up and says, okay, here's their army, now come, we're going to, here's the battlefield, and let's go have a war? I'm not trying to be funny. I'm not trying to be flip. But, again, the propaganda value and the sort of positioning that people like Bernie Sanders are doing, it gives the impression that, well, I've got this moral high ground, and I'm telling Israel, you know, to not do this. But you know, go to war with Hamas, you know, fine, you know, do what you got to do on Hamas. But again, how do you go to war with Hamas? And he would probably say, well, I'm not a military strategist, so I can't tell you that. But the people in Israel are, the Israeli government are military strategists. They have gone through these kinds of scenarios time and again, and we know that if Hamas continues to exist in this form, right, in any form, really, that this all is going to happen again. It's hard to separate that. And, again, I would ask the senator in a very, very cogent way, why do you think Hamas doesn't let the people go where they need to go? Why do you think Hamas wants to have, you know, this, you know, the death and destruction and the problem? How do we know that? Because they said so. They said so. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. We're coming right back. First Truck and Traveler Report right around the corner.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late. In 17 years, Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone.
Welcome back, everybody. A very Merry Christmas to everybody, and of course, Happy New Year, or Happy Christmas, of course, as they say across the pond, and our friends in Great Britain. And folks, also, we want to say good morning, and we also want to say very Happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends who are now celebrating Hanukkah. Started on December 7th, the sundown, and then goes to December 15th this year. And definitely want to say a good morning and a very happy Hanukkah to our friends. Okay, so you know what? I'm glad to say, you know, we got a message from Trucker Ron in Denver, and he's got a great suggestion, a great request for our first Trucker Traveler song of the morning. And it's a great rendition of Up on the Housetop, and this is from Blake Shelton. And again, by request. Thank you, Ron. We sure appreciate it. And folks, hope that you like this one.
Hey, look up there.
Up on the housetop, reindeer paws, after some good old Santa Claus. Down through
stuff. And that is really, really something, folks. We are, we're rocking here on this Monday morning, and we're going through the overnight hours. And with a song like that, you've got to wake up. You've got to keep going. It's got to keep you revved up, because that is our reason for even having these songs that we play right before we take a look at the weather across the country. And that is to keep you revved up, keep you going, keep you doing what you got to do in the overnight hours. And that was another great suggestion. So thank you, Trucker Ron. We sure appreciate it. And we're going to have another great song next hour. I think you're going to like it. I think you will. It's another, we've got another up-tempo song, and we're going to, because of course, obviously, it's Country Music Monday. I should have said that earlier. It's Country Music Monday, and of course, it's Christmas time, so we're kind of blending those things together as best we can. We're going to do some other, you know, throughout the week, we'll do some other Christmas songs. I've got a couple of things up my sleeve on that for the Trucker Traveler Report. And we hope that you're with us as we go through the week this week. But let's take a look at some what's happening with the weather. We do need to start out with a very sad story, though. This is from AccuWeather. At least six dead after tornadoes ripped through Tennessee. Rescue crews search for survivors. At least six people have died. 62 are injured, we understand, in Tennessee. Homes were destroyed, vehicles tossed, and trees and power lines were strewn across roads. But at least six people died on Saturday, as we said. As the sun rose across the state early Sunday morning, residents and crews who spent a tough night digging through the wreckage in search of survivors were getting their first look at the destruction in daylight. Homes were destroyed, as I said, and we got trees and power lines down. Nearly 50,000 people in Tennessee were left without power as of Sunday morning. The city of Clarksville, located in Montgomery County, where three of the fatalities were reported, underwent a search and rescue phase Saturday evening after nearly two dozen people were treated for injuries at the hospital. So, you know, quotes like whole houses are just gone. These are the things that happen when tornadoes come through, and it is just a terrible, terrible tragedy, and especially if they come through in the dark, it is a doubly difficult, because so many times you have to wait for the light to come before you can really start trying to help people and find them. So our thoughts and prayers are with the people of Tennessee, everybody affected by this, by these terrible tornadoes. Then we've got heavy rain and high winds all up and down the eastern seaboard. And taking a look at our precipitation map right now, it's just absolutely completely covered from Maine all the way down through Vermont, Massachusetts, the eastern part of New York, the eastern part of Pennsylvania, down through Virginia, all the way down through North Carolina, into parts of South Carolina. You've got either rain or rain mixed with snow. The rain mixed with snow is mostly on the western side of this band of rain covering those states as I was just describing. So it is a lot. It is bad. And so you definitely want to be aware of this in different areas. My daughter's in Boston, and she said it was lightly raining at the time when I talked with her earlier on Sunday. This huge band of rain is just really covering the eastern seaboard, no doubt about it. Now, in terms of snow in the west, if you're in Salt Lake City, just north of Salt Lake City up through Logan, Utah, you've got snow. You've got snow in southern Idaho, snow mixed with rain around Boise, Idaho, and that's going to reach over into parts of central Oregon near Burns, not quite as far as Bend, Oregon, though. But up in northern Idaho, as you go through parts of northern Idaho up near Sandpoint, you've got all kinds of snow on the radar right now. So if you're going to be coming over the pass there, coming out of Spokane down through Coeur d'Alene, just be aware, because of that kind of weather in the area can definitely shift, and you could have a real problem. Our friends in Seattle right now, just south of there, you've still got aerial flood watches going on. Flooding caused by excessive rainfall continues to be possible. And so you want to be aware of that. We don't really see anything on the radar right now for our friends in Seattle, but definitely just be aware that those conditions can obtain without too much time going on here. So also, if you're in the Missoula area of Montana, you got a winter weather advisory going on. Then we've got a dense fog advisory. This is going to cover most of the state of North Dakota this morning, starting from Bismarck East and Bismarck North, basically. So if you're going to be traveling along I-94, by the time you get to Fargo, hopefully it's going to start dissipating. At least that's where the advisory starts to cut off. But be careful out there. That's for sure. So, again, if you're on I-94 between Bismarck and Fargo, you could be having some pretty big dense fog problems right now. That dense fog advisory also exists in the southwestern corner of Minnesota this morning. So if you're near Marshall, Pipestone, Worthington, Jackson, you're definitely going to be in that. It's if you're coming along I-90 there. So please do be aware of that and be careful there. Then we got a freeze warning in southern Texas. This is going to be just west of Houston, but through the San Antonio area, we've got a freeze warning going on. And don't need to remind you that last time they had really freezing weather in Texas, that was uncharacteristic. You had all kinds of problems with pipes and so forth because they're just not used to that. And it caused a huge amount of damage and a lot of plumbing repairs, that's for sure. All right, folks. We're going to head up to the top of the hour news right now as we conclude hour number one. But hour number two is right around the corner, and we hope that you're going to stay with us. But if you do leave us right now, have a great weekend, or great week, I should say. Almost said weekend. See, I'm projecting all the way through to Friday right now. Can't do that. It's Monday. Yeah, it's Monday. But we're going to see you on the other side of the break, folks. Stay right there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.